News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Kieran Cuff is with us now. He's the co-chair of the European Green Party. And he is here to talk about how Cambridge in Britain has become one of the UK's first Dutch-style cycle street cities or towns. So this is where you have streets where the bicycles, not the cars, have the priority. And this means that if there is a bicycle on the street and a car wishes to overtake, tough luck, you sit there behind the bicycle and travel at its pace. Now, Kieran, whatever about this furthering the cause of cyclists in general, is this not just a way to drive an absolute further wedge between cyclists and motorists?
Well, you know, on the contrary, it's a way of designing a solution that works for everyone. And look, you only have to look at your local neighborhood Facebook group to see the rage that's out there between cyclists and motorists. And we need to overcome this. And the Dutch have been doing this for a long time. And the way they do it is that they design a solution that works for everyone. So yeah, the cyclist does take the lane in front of motor vehicles, but it's not just about, you know, signs that say take the lane. It's about a design approach that includes trees and shrubs, different road surfaces and colours, tighter junctions that slow down the traffic, and sometimes even seats and play equipment. So you're getting all these cues from these ideas from the environment around you that say, look, slow down, give a little space, allow the pedestrian and the cyclist to be in charge here. And, you know, anybody walking around the streets of your average housing estate in Ireland, there's bins on the footpath, there's cars with two wheels up on the footpath. We've got to try a different approach. And I think the Dutch approach is a step in the right direction.
Now, the thing is, though, Kieran, surely with the Dutch approach, good for the planet. The Dutch approach, though, is sort of based fundamentally on, in those instances, the people who are in the cars, it's delivery drivers, it's people who are making a one-off trip, it's the exception rather than the rule. It's essentially surrendering that road in real terms to being a cycle path in its prime purpose. Is that what people want?
Well, it's taking a selected number of streets, which generally are relatively narrow and have a lot of cyclists using them every day. This solution won't work for everywhere. I mean, that's very obvious. But the guidelines suggest that we use it on relatively narrow streets where there's a high proportion of cyclists and not too much motor traffic. So we're not going to rethink the Stillorgan dual carriageway and make it into a cycle zone. It'll be particular streets. And, you know, there's huge benefits as well. My colleagues in TU Dublin looked at Blackrock, at the work that was done there in Dunleary, and they saw a significant reduction in car traffic, but it boosted local business as well. So some of these initiatives can be not just good for the environment, but also good for business as well.
Kieran, thank you very much for your time. Kieran Cuff, co-chair of the European Green Party.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.